Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second, the third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second, the second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hank Allen. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. Josephson moves to second. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Howard reaches second base with a double. Weiss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen juggles the ball. That's an error on McMullen. Howard moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. King moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casanova moves to third. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair throws to second for one, and Weiss throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Casanova scores. Savarin moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMullen. Bradford moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Savarin covering, for the out. Bradford moves to third. Weiss moves to second. One out. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford scores. Weiss moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. One out. Frank Howard pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Rickard pinch runs for Frank Howard. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Craig now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. 1 out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Allen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 0 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Pizarro reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry bunts towards the mound. Craig juggles the ball. That's an error on Craig. Pizarro moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin misplays the ball. That's an error on Savarin. Pizarro scores. Berry moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field. Allen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allen. Berry scores. Buford moves to third. Agee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to home to get Buford. Agee moves to third. McCraw moves to second. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMullen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Hamlin pinch hits for Pete Craig. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pizarro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buford bunts towards first. Harrelson fields the ball and throws to Baldwin covering. Safe. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Casanova, and Harrelson drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. AG strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. McCraw moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Paul Casanova. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.